Amen. Can you turn your Bibles with me to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18? Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. Amen. It's a scripture a lot of people know that we all quote. And it says, "And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you what? Power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers as it is this day." This morning, I just want to talk about what I've titled, Empowered for Financial Wealth. Empowered for Financial Wealth. You know, throughout the month, we've been talking about empowerment. And this morning, like I said, I'm going to approach it from another angle. We've been talking about the spiritual side of things. And we'll still be talking about the spiritual side of things, but more so financial wealth. The Bible says that God is the one that gives us the power to get wealth. I want you to understand that you already have that power in you to get wealth. God has already given you the power. He's given you the ability. He's given you the talent. He's given you everything you need to get wealth. Not just wealth. I'm not just talking about the kind of wealth that you have to get by, to survive. I'm talking about the kind of wealth that when you have it, it is obvious to all to see, for all to see. And it is God's plan, it is God's will for each Christian that we should prosper. You know, sometimes I hear some preachers say that, that prosperity gospel, you know. Now, the truth of the matter is the gospel of Jesus Christ is a prosperity gospel. Now, it is all encompassing. So I don't mean just prosperity. It encompasses a lot of things. But included in there is prosperity, is financial wealth, is money. And that's why the Bible says in the book of 3 John chapter 1 verse 2. John said, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things." It says that you may prosper in all, notice what it says, in all things, and be in health as your soul prospers. So we need to have an understanding that it is God's plan for us to prosper. Now, get this. Financial wealth is just one aspect of prosperity. But it's not the only aspect. So when it says that I pray that above all you may prosper in all things, that means that there are a lot of other things. But we are just focusing on financial wealth this morning. Amen? And I say it's not the only aspect because there are some things money cannot buy. So I need to make that clear to lay the foundation. In case there's anybody here this morning, you have not given your life to Jesus Christ. You can get all the money, but there are some things money cannot buy. For example, money can buy you a house. But it cannot buy you a home. A home is different from a house. Money can make you comfortable in life. But it cannot give you rest. Or cannot buy you rest. So you can be comfortable as in you have everything, all the worldly comforts. There are so many people like that, but they don't have rest in their spirits. Money can give you physical security. You may have all the latest gadgets and everything. But it cannot give you spiritual security against demons and the forces of darkness. So I'm making this clear and making us understand. That's why we started from the spiritual aspect of empowerment this month. So we've laid the foundation of the spiritual one. We want to talk about the money aspect. But if you just focus on the money aspect, you would have missed it. Amen? So just so that I lay the background. Now, we need to understand that even though we are talking about financial wealth this morning, like I said, it is not the same as prosperity. Prosperity is all encompassing. Financial wealth is just one aspect of it. But God wants us to be wealthy. You know, I have no doubt in my mind that God's plan for Christians is that we should control the wealth of the nations. It is God's plan that we should control the economy of the nations. It is God's plan that as Christians, we should be the ones making the decisions. It is he that holds the gold that determines what happens. Are you listening to me? And if we can understand that it is his plan, it is his will, then we will have an understanding that as long as it is God's will for us, it means that he has given us everything we need in us. Get this. If God's plan is for something for your life, or if his will is for something for your life, you can be certain that you already have it. Or he's already created the avenue for you to have it. That's why the Bible states in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ, in the heavenly places in Christ. It says God has blessed us with what? Every spiritual blessing. When it talks about every spiritual blessing, it means every kind of blessing that you need in the spirit. And money is one of it. If God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing, then that means that this blessing includes financial wealth. But we need to know how to translate spiritual blessing into earthly blessing. Are you getting me? God has given us all we need to be wealthy. He's given us all we need to make money. You know, one of the things that I've come to realize about God is that if God decides to release wealth into your hands today, he can do it in the twinkle of an eyelid. I've come to realize that God can release wealth into our hands like we've never seen before or experienced before. You can wake up poor one morning and go to bed extremely wealthy. And when I say extremely wealthy, I mean extremely wealthy. One contract alone can sort you out big time. One business idea, one connection, one favor can make you a millionaire within the twinkle of an eyelid. It is a small thing for God to do in our life. Amen? It is a small thing. In the book of 2 Kings chapter 3, an incident happened. Let me just show you that. It's a small matter. 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 17. The Bible states something there. Let me read from verse 16. This is Elisha speaking after Jehoshaphat came to inquire about certain things. He said, thus says the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus says the Lord, you shall not see wind, nor shall you see rain, yet that valley shall be filled with water. Amen. So that you, your cattle, and your animals may drink. And he then went on to say in verse 18, and this is a simple matter in the sight of the Lord. Help me turn to your neighbor. Say, it is a simple matter for God to make you wealthy. That scripture said, you will not see rain. You will not see wind. You will not see any visible evidence that valley will be full of ditches. But he said that you will see the water in the valley. The same way in our lives, it is a simple matter for God to do. It is a simple matter. Becoming a millionaire, becoming a wealthy person is simple. But you see, God is more concerned about the process than the end result. A lot of us want to get to the end, we don't want to go through the process. God is more concerned about what you become as you process to get there, or on the journey there, than the result that you get. And you see, in order for us to begin to walk in the realm of financial wealth that God wants us to enter into, I'm going to pose one or two questions to you that we need to ask ourselves. We need to answer one or two questions. The first question that I would ask you, or we need to ask ourselves, is why do we want money or wealth? Now, Let's get real. Because we are in church, if I were to ask somebody, they'll say, oh, so that I can build an orphanage, so that I'll give to the poor and build houses for the poor and build a church and finance the gospel. Because we are in church. But if we are honest with ourselves, if we get to the nitty-gritty of the matter, if we get deep down on why we, each person here, maybe with the exception of a few people, why we really want to be wealthy, if we are honest with ourselves, the reason is so that we can be comfortable and enjoy life. That's the truth. For most of us, most people here, the reason why they, when we talk about wealth, they say, amen. It's so that when they are thinking about wealth, they are thinking of the comforts and everything they can buy with that wealth. Now, get this. There is nothing wrong with being comfortable and enjoying life. But the truth is that God is not concerned about your comfort. Now, some people may think, what's Pastor saying? Pastor is blaspheming. He's not concerned about your comfort. God is more concerned about his purpose. God is more concerned about the purpose that he wants to fulfill. Get this. God's purpose is the overriding factor above all things. Get this. When Hannah was praying for a child, she prayed, she must have prayed for so many years. God was not moved by her tears. But it's when she said that, Lord, if you give me a child, I will give him back to your house, in your house. God said, you've touched my heart. You've connected with my purpose. And when she connected with the purpose of God, what happened? God released the child into her hands. His purpose is what will cause the release of abundance in our lives. You see, let's look at Exodus. Are you getting something? Exodus 11. Let's look at Exodus 11. His purpose. Exodus 11 verse 2. There was a situation, God wanted to release the Israelites from the hands of the Egyptians. He wanted to deliver them. 11 verse 2. We'll read a couple of scriptures. It says, speak now in the hearing of the people. This is God speaking to Moses. And let every man ask from his neighbor and every man from her neighbor articles of silver with articles of gold. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants and in sight of the people. Now let's look at Exodus 12, still verse 35. It states there, it says, now the children of Israel had done according to the word of Moses. And they had asked from the Egyptians articles of silver, articles of gold, and clothing. And the Lord had given the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they granted them what they requested. Thus, they plundered the Egyptians. The Bible says that God gave them favor with their neighbors. It said that they plundered the Egyptians. It said there was a transference of wealth from the hands of the Egyptians to the hands of the Israelites. Now, you need to understand something here. When God allowed the Israelites to come into that level of wealth, he had something in mind. He wanted them to build him a sanctuary, a temple that would be dedicated to his worship. So that by the time when they were moving, when they got to a certain place, God said, build me a sanctuary. And he said, give gold, silver. Where did they get the gold and silver from? They had nothing before they asked the Egyptians. They were slaves. But when God had a purpose and he saw that these people, if I release it into their hands, they will fulfill that purpose. He gave them favor. In fact, he said that you will not go out empty-handed. There was transference of wealth from the hands of the Egyptians to the hands of the Israelites. In fact, at one stage, when they were giving, the Bible says that they gave so much that they had to be restrained. That they said, we have more than enough now. Tell every man to stop giving.